WNJE Trenton, Philadelphia. Broadcasting from the Princeton Orthopedic Associates Studios, this is Fox Sports 920 The Jersey.
You're listening to Fox Sports 920 The Jersey.
It's time for the Mitch Henderson Show.
Let's go live to the Alchemist and Barrister on Witherspoon Street in Princeton.
Here's your host, Derek Jones.
Hello and welcome here into Princeton, New Jersey, and another edition of the Mitch Henderson Show, first of the 2019 portion of the 18-19 season, as we bring you a look inside of Princeton Tigers basketball. And what a week it was for the Tigers. We'll get into what's to come for Princeton in the next couple of weeks with a lot of Penn Quakers basketball on the docket. But first, while we have a moment, certainly the big news item for the Tigers over the weekend, the amazing 67-66 win over Arizona State on Saturday in Tempe, Arizona. And the Tigers utilizing really some timely shooting throughout the game, some solid defense as well, to grab a one-point win. Before we bring in the head coach of the Princeton Tigers, Mitch Henderson, let's go back to the closing moments of that game as the Tigers trying to hold on and hold off the Sun Devils. This clip courtesy of the Princeton IMG Sports Network.
Martin with 15 seconds left to the wing for Edwards. Edwards launches a jumper. It's short. Loose ball. It is saved to Edwards. He gets it back. 5 seconds left. Jumper up. No good. Dort with it. Puts it back. Missed it. It's over. It's over. The Tigers come to Arizona State and shock the Sun Devils. 67-66. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. The Sun Devils, with numerous chances at point-blank range to try to win it, and they come up short, and the Tigers escape Tempe, Arizona, with a 67-66 win over the 17th-ranked team in the nation. What a win for the Tigers. Woo! Oh, my goodness.
A fantastic moment for the Tigers, and at that point, it really, the emotion of that moment really catapulting the Tigers to a 67-66 win. And at this time, we'll bring in the head coach of the Princeton Tigers, Mitch Henderson, to cover that victory. Coach, what a moment it was for the program.
That was great. I don't get a chance to hear your calls very often, Derek. You did a great job and captured the same feeling we had. You know, as you were playing that clip, I broke out into a small sweat after each shot, and Dort's what doesn't capture it, you know, physically. Dort had the ball. He's this, you know, we were calling him Reggie Bush. You know, he's a monster of a human being, a guard, and he was falling away from the basket from about 5 feet, and he missed it. He missed it by about, I'm holding my fingers, about an inch apart. So really, really happy with the win.
You take a look at some of the key numbers for the Tigers. Devin Kennedy leading with 21 points. Certainly in a game like that, you need that senior leadership to kind of carry you through the tough moments, and he was able to help do that.
Yeah, you know, tonight we're lucky enough to hear from the two stars of the game, Devin and Richmond, and I love Devin's poise throughout the game. He, at every moment of the game, he was connected to his teammates. He was connected to the game, and he was talking to the officials the right way. He made big shots in big moments, and he celebrated when other people did really big moments in the game. In fact, like I was watching with the video with the staff, and when Richmond got fouled on the last play, it was Devin was the first guy over there to sort of say, "Hey, that's the right move. Now put these in." And he's been that way for us throughout the season. He's really been terrific.
The first win for the Tigers against a ranked opponent since 2012, but it's the first win for the Tigers against a top 20 team since a game you're very familiar with, March of 1996 against UCLA.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't realize that when we won the game. It felt like, you know, we felt like we've had some really big wins. This win, you know, I know Bobby Hurley fairly well, and you know, they had a terrific win over Kansas, and that was probably a difficult loss for their program. But, you know, for our program, for us, you know, it wasn't that long ago that we had a really difficult loss against Duke. And it's a win over a ranked opponent, but what we needed as a team was to come together and look like a team, and I think we did that. And I was really happy for the guys. It was a terrific road win. It's a home and home. We play them again here next year. And, you know, I thought we moved the ball. The guys were invested in each other. They were looking for each other throughout the game. So I was very happy with the way that they played for each other.
A couple of other performances that stood out. With the Miles Stevens issue, him not being able to play in that game, obviously you need other guys to step up. And clearly you were able to get that. And two guys who have kind of been up and down at times this season, Jerome DeRozier and also Sebastian Much. Huge performances from them, especially Sebastian, who apparently loves to play against Pac-12 competition.
Yeah. After the game, Bill Walton on another great call from him. He's no Derek Jones, but he, after the game, he was Sebastian too much, Devin's here tonight. He does all the great impersonations. I'm just trying to do my best. But for Sebastian Jerome, between the two of them to get 15 rebounds, without Miles, we really needed somebody to step up and get some rebounds. I thought they were both just terrific. The main thing, though, that I liked was how supportive each guy on the team was of each other's success. I think that's a sign of a good team.
Another guy who had certainly a standout outing, Richmond Ariri Guzzo, 13 points, 6 rebounds as well, and perhaps most critical to the success of the Tigers in the second half, especially down the stretch, 9 of 10 from the free throw line. We have not talked about the curtain of distraction that they roll out there that makes that setting very unique out in Tempe. He was able to hit some free throws late under some real intense pressure.
Well, yeah, anybody that knows Richmond knows he's unflappable, right? Like, he's not going to get bothered by that. But the second free throw, I don't even know if I hit the rim. It was straight through. And he's an improving free throw shooter. And he's put the time in. I always tell everybody that's willing to listen that Richmond walks into the gym and he works on the things that he's going to do in the game every single day. So before we even start practice, he's made about 100 shots. And just think about that. How do you make 100 shots in 15 minutes? And he just does it every single day, and it's showing up right now. It's happening in real time. And, no one within the program is surprised by what he's been able to do. 9 for 10 from the foul line, on the road, from your center. It's just terrific.
Absolutely. And also, one of the critical things in the contest, too, rebounding. Typically, they out-rebound teams by 10 per game, which is a pretty sizable margin for a team to have. Only +3 in the rebounding category. The Tigers were able to hold their own down there.
Yeah, I'm counting those last three that they got, Derek, as I consider it even. Now, those counted. And that was... I wrote in huge letters on the board before the game, rebounding. What's not known is Devin's getting rebounds, and he's getting them in a big way, and he's getting them all the time. And anytime the smallest guy on the floor is leading you in rebounds, he had 11 rebounds against Lafayette. That's a good sign. And we're an improving defensive team, and a big part of that is, I think we need to be an improving defensive team, a rebounding team.
And that especially played out in that last sequence because they had opportunities, but because of how things played out, they weren't the highest of quality opportunities. They were jumpers that, a lot of times you might be okay with them taking from that standpoint.
Yeah, a lot of things, it's amazing how many thoughts can go through your head in a span of about 8 seconds. I was like starting to come up with like, oh man, there's success even in losses, trying to tell the guys like, hey, we're in the right place, but I'm so happy to see the victory. And what I really enjoyed, and I don't want to make comparisons to any time that I played with the guys, but what I do remember of the UCLA game was how we all ran to each other after the game was over, and these guys did that too. And I just want to go back, that's, as long as they're invested in each other's success, I think there's nothing we can't do.
And certainly the Tigers will try to carry the momentum from Saturday into this Saturday against the Penn Quakers. We will take our first break of the Mitch Henderson Show right here from the Alchemist and Barrister, and we'll have a look at the Quakers and a look at the Ivy League in just a few moments. Stay tuned. We'll have more headed your way on Fox 950 right after this.
A lot of people talk about new and improved, but we really mean it. We're the Orthopedic Center at RWJ Hamilton. We have fellowship-trained orthopedic and spine specialists for joint, back, and neck pain, as well as Mako robotic arm-assisted surgery. So you'll not only be improved, you'll be a whole new person. Visit rwjbh.org/ortho. RWJ Hamilton and RWJ Barnabas Health Facility. Let's be healthy together.
When the lane's packed on the court, you go to the open player. When the lane's packed on the highway, you go to ProPilot Assist, the 2019 Nissan Rogue. Now with available Nissan Intelligent Mobility Technologies like ProPilot Assist that can start and stop in highway traffic all on its own. Nissan Rogue, for the win. Get to Nissan, proud partner of the Princeton Tigers.
Go Tigers!
ProPilot Assist is an available feature and cannot prevent collisions. Always monitor traffic conditions. Keep both hands on the steering wheel. See owner's manual for safety information.
The Alchemist and Barrister is proud to host the Mitch Henderson Show. Each week throughout the Princeton Tigers basketball season, join them live at 28 Witherspoon Street every Tuesday from 6 to 7 p.m. Fans presenting a ticket stub from any Princeton men's or women's 2018-19 home basketball game can enjoy a free order of Alchemist and Barrister signature nachos all day on Sundays, Mondays, and Tuesdays. Visit the Alchemist and Barrister in the heart of Princeton and online at theamb.com. The Alchemist and Barrister, well known as the Cheers of Princeton, proud to host the Mitch Henderson Show and support the Princeton Tigers.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive number one, number two employee. Leave a message at the... Hey, Jamie, it's me, Jamie. This is your daily pep talk. I know it's been rough going ever since people found out about your a cappella group, Mad Harmony, but you will bounce back. I mean, you're the guy always helping people find coverage options with the Name Your Price tool. It should be you giving me the pep talk. Now get out there, hit that high note, and take Mad Harmony all the way to nationals this year! Sorry, it's pitchy.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whoever said that the shortest distance between two points is a straight line never said anything about the quality of a ride. With Suburban Transit Coach USA, you can charter a luxury motor coach for all of your special occasions. From your wedding day to corporate events, sightseeing, trips to the casino, sporting events and concerts. Enjoy free amenities on board, things like Wi-Fi, restrooms, and movies. So to book your charter anywhere in the U.S. or Canada, just contact our sales office today.
And now, more of the Mitch Henderson Show with Derek Jones on Fox Sports 920 The Jersey.
Welcome back to the Alchemist and Barrister right here in Princeton, New Jersey. It's the Mitch Henderson Show right here on Fox 920 as we bring you the Mitch Henderson Show each and every Tuesday. We're doing a special Wednesday night show because of the holiday this week, and certainly we've got a lot of basketball to get to throughout the course of the Ivy League campaign. And the obvious idea here, Coach, coming up is it's an unusual stretch for the Tigers because now you've got Penn in back-to-back weeks, which is a rarity. How are you preparing for that? Because it's not something that you're used to doing in terms of dealing with Ivy League competition.
Well, you know, when the league schedule comes out, you know, you always look at all the games. But for us, it's always been Penn. And, you know, we scheduled these two games the way we did because of our exam schedule being what it was. But, you know, we've got Penn. And, it's a huge week, not only for the program because it's different. It's league. It matters. Not that these other games didn't matter or don't matter. But and it's Penn. You know, Devin's here tonight. It's his last go around with Penn. You know, Penn's playing really good basketball. So we know we're in for a huge challenge.
You look at the games from the last couple of seasons against Penn, they've been increasingly more difficult because they have certainly gotten more experienced over the years. And what have you seen out of them so far this season? Certainly they're undergoing some injury issues right now.
Yeah, well, they've dropped a couple games, but from what I can tell, you know, that's just unfortunate. They're a terrific team. You know, Brodeur inside is he's scoring very easily. He makes everyone around him better. I think the kid Rothschild, who they really miss, is a glue player for them. Kid Woods, Goodman, Silpy, and they're getting really nice production from some freshmen. They had another injury with the kid, one of the freshmen, Wong. He was sprained his ankle against Toledo. So, you know, we're expecting all, you know, them to be at full strength, you know, heading into the Princeton weekend. And, you know, we're preparing for a really difficult matchup in the league.
What have you learned, and we talked before the game on Saturday kind of about this, but some of the lessons learned during the course of non-league play that you can kind of carry into action beginning on Saturday?
Well, I think the first thing is you use the non-conference schedule to prepare yourself to win the league, and that's what we've tried to do. And I think we've been successful doing that. We know who we are. We know what we're going to be as we hit the league. And I feel really confident with what our leadership is as we get going here. The second thing is you know, what is you, as you watch the league, you know, what kind of things can you pick up that the league, you know, for instance, we're playing Penn first, right? So we've been watching them closely. But as we watch the rest of the league, where's the ball going to be at the end of the game when it really counts? Who are they going to go to when it matters? And each team's figuring that out. And then there's adjustments, right, within the game. So, you know, we've got, I don't know, it's not necessarily an NBA playoffs, but we got two games in a row, home and away. And I look at this as a lot of fun. I think it's, you know, it's a long 2 weeks, but, you know, it's exciting and fun.
They're coming in after the loss to Monmouth yesterday, 74-72 in overtime. As a coach, sometimes when a situation like that pops up where they lose a game maybe they weren't expected to, does that kind of raise the antenna a little bit more as far as your perspective, thinking that they're going to come in a little bit hungrier maybe than more so coming into this game?
Well, again, they're dealing with some injuries, so I don't think they've been at full strength. I think both teams, both Toledo and Monmouth, caught that. But we know what we're up against, and what I like the most is our seniors and the guys that have played a significant amount of minutes, they know what they're up against too. So I don't have to convince everybody because they're doing it for me. We have a lot of young players. But, you know, Miles, Devin, Elias, Noah, Richmond, they're telling everybody, hey, look, this is what we got to do, and here's what we're going to have to do against these guys.
The league has been able to have success, as we saw on Saturday, out of the Ivy League itself, in terms of playing non-league competition. What does it say about the league when you see performances like Saturday from your team and some of the other flashpoints we've seen out of the Ivy League?
Yeah. So the league's terrific. You know, we're not far away from Harvard tipping against North Carolina. Brown beats San Diego State convincingly. And, you know, I think there's – the league looks really good. In fact, I think it's the best I've seen the league look since I've been here at Princeton as the head coach. So – there's not a team in the league where you can take a night off, and not that that was ever true, but I think you're going to be challenged all, you know, throughout the entire league schedule. I just think the talent level's good, the coaching is really good, and the execution of the teams is good. So I don't know, it's what an exciting 2 months.
Certainly, one of the changes that has popped up this year with the league is the switch of venues for the Ivy League tournament from the Palestra to Yale. Your thoughts on that switch and if that will impact things?
Yeah, I think there's an advantage for potentially for the home team. However, I do think it's good that it's moving around. It's changing venues. You know, we played it at Penn for the first 2 years, and now here we go. We're moving to New Haven, and you know, not only are we're moving locations, we're moving towards, you know, there's the fan base. The fans get a chance to travel. You know, there's a different experience for the student athletes. The reason we did this and the reason this came about was to improve the experience for the student athletes. So I think no matter where we are, it's the Ivy League tournament, and our guys are going to be fired up along with everybody else.
The youngsters on the team, the freshmen and the sophomores who are still kind of getting used to the Ivy League run through, what do you think the sophomores have learned from the first time around going through Ivy League play, and the freshmen, what they can expect here for the first time around?
Well, we happen to be sitting here talking, you and I, and I'm looking right at Devin in Richmond. And I will just say, and I've always said this, we have a thing, we say, when we're going through our offense, we say, watch the guy in front of you. So we put Devin at the front of the line, and we run a play. And the play is important that Devin executes the play. However, what's more important is that the guy right behind him, who might be Ethan Wright or Max Johns, does it exactly the way Devin did. It's not important that Max does or is exactly what Devin is, but that's the standard by which we want everybody to do things. And seniors lead us to that point. So I really count heavily on their ability to tell the guys, like, hey, this is a little different. And they also have to put their arms around the players and say, look, this is different. Now, you know, Sebastian comes off a high rebounding game. Jerome comes off a couple high rebounding games in a row. And now can they carry that on? And usually you count on those sort of plays from seniors and juniors to be consistently good. Now we need to see, you know, Jerome, Sebastian, Jalen continue to perform well game after game when it counts.
And you mentioned Jalen Llewellyn, freshman who has been extremely exciting for the Tigers. How would you assess his play and what you've seen out of it so far?
I think he's been terrific. You know, he was a little hard on himself after the game against Arizona State, but to me, I looked at his defense. I thought there was a lot of key plays that he made down the stretch. He came up with the last rebound. He was guarding Kid Dort, who's a very difficult kid to guard. He guarded Kid Remy Martin. You know, contested some shots. He got fouled towards the end of the game when it was really a key foul. Didn't turn the ball over as he was bringing the ball up the court against some tough pressure. So, look, like we've put a lot on him and expected a lot and asked a lot. And all I've asked of Jalen is, you know, don't look at the bench. Play with confidence. And that's hard. You know, you tell somebody what to do and they're a freshman. But I think Jalen has the ability to do these things. He really is he's a little more mature than his years.
And obviously we will hear a lot of Jalen Llewellyn as this season wears on in the Tiger jersey, and he'll be a part of the effort that gets ready for Penn on Saturday. A quick reminder, the Alchemist and Barrister is proud to host the Mitch Henderson Show every Tuesday night. Join us each week for the latest on the Princeton Tigers basketball team. Stop in the A&B all day, Sunday, Monday, or Tuesday with a ticket stub from any Princeton men's or women's 2018-19 home basketball game and enjoy a free order of Alchemist and Barrister signature nachos. Coach, you know a thing or two about this place.
I do. Well, you know, we're sitting here not too far away from Art, who's, you know, one of the yeah, proprietors here. But when I was a student, I worked for a guy named Red Trani. Anybody that's been a long-time listener knows Red. And we worked, I was a stonemason with Red, and we laid the concrete right outside the Alchemist and Barrister here. So I was walking over here with Steven, and he was like, have you ever been here before? And I was like, I was on my hands and knees for about 2 months laying the concrete. It was like bluestone. And I remember my favorite story is sometimes people would walk, as you're working on the ground, you would walk along where you're working, and Red would lay it, sort of sit up and look at the person like, you know, like they had two heads, and would say, "Hey, this doesn't fall from the sky, you know, like watch where you're stepping." No, but yeah, this has been, it's a cool place. They've done, it's a beautiful place. If anybody hasn't been here, it's one of the, you know, they've done some great renovations here.
Well, Coach, best of luck to you this Saturday, first of two against the Penn Quakers to start up Ivy League play.
Right, thank you, Derek.
Stay tuned. We will have more right here on Fox Sports 20 from the Alchemist and Barrister on the Mitch Henderson Show. Stay tuned. Coming up in just a few moments, we will be joined by Devin Kennedy and Richmond Oririguzo. Stay tuned.
Welcome back to Sports View. Today's topic, who's the greatest of all time? For my money, it's Progressive's home and auto bundle. It literally saves you money. Gentlemen, your thoughts?
Look, it's simple.
I've said it before and I'll say it again. Add up all the heroes, take away the zeros, and what you got? One big trophy of me saying, I told you so.
I disagree.
Thanks, fellas. Took the words right out of my mouth.
There's really no debate. Progressive's home and auto bundle is a winning combination. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
You're on the couch watching the game, and your friend hands you an ice-cold bottle of Coca-Cola Zero Sugar. This is a big moment. That's the sound you love. And that new and improved taste? Yeah, that's the refreshing, delicious, real Coca-Cola taste that you just can't get enough of. All this with zero sugar and zero calories. Perfection. And then, touchdown! Refresh your game day with the new and improved taste of Coca-Cola Zero Sugar. Taste the feeling.
How do you make a Barbasol shave even better? Use the Barbasol Ultra 6 Plus Razor. With six ultra-thin, open-flow blades and a crafted metal handle for easy control, it's sure to give you that trusted, close, comfortable shave you've come to expect from Barbasol. Even better, you can now save time and money when you join the new Barbasol Shave Club. Go to Barbasol.com and use promo code SHAVE to save $3 off your order today.
Barbasol!
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
Get a $50 credit to give your first job posting premium placement at Indeed.com/credit. Terms, conditions, quality standards, and usage limits apply. Additional terms online.
This is Shaq for Gold Bond Men's Lotion. Since you can't see my awesomeness right now, let me put it to you this way. Gold Bond Men's Lotion makes my skin look like... Turn it up. Without it, your skin's like... Terrible. Again with... Nice. Without it... Lame.
Gold Bond Men's Lotion. Skin strengthening proteins plus 7 intensive moisturizers. Dry skin becomes healthy, good looking.
Man up with Gold Bond.
And now, more of the Mitch Henderson Show with Derek Jones on Fox Sports 920 The Jersey.
Welcome back to the Alchemist and Barrister here in Princeton, New Jersey. Derek Jones with you on the Mitch Henderson Show. Typically, we will be with you every Tuesday night throughout the Ivy League season and the rest of the Princeton basketball season. And we are happy to be joined right now by two very special guests, Devin Kennedy and Richmond Arirguzo. Gentlemen, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having us here.
Obviously, so much energy and excitement from Saturday's game with the Tigers grabbing the win over Arizona State 67-66. But, guys, take me through your feelings in the final couple of minutes of that game, because a lot of big free throws had to be hit on your end, and then, of course, a critical stop down the stretch.
Yeah, Rich, why don't you talk about the free throws?
I want to kind of start a little bit before that. Right after they made their run, and we just decided to come together, and like the place is like relatively like booming. The fans are being loud, and it's like we have to come together now, and like this is where it happens. And before the free throws were made, it was plays that got us to the free throws, got us in a position to be successful. And it was not turning the ball over. It was getting crucial stops. It was crashing glass, getting more chances than them in that final stretch. And then that allowed us to be in a position where those two free throws put us ahead.
I talked to Coach about this a moment ago, but the curtain of distraction that they roll out there, they throw somebody out from a curtain to kind of distract the visiting free throw shooters. Do you pay any attention at all to that as you're trying to line up the free throws?
I was actually thinking of that before the game. I wonder where it would be placed, and I didn't see it at all throughout the game. And and some of my teammates, they told me like what they were doing after the game, and told me it was like really funny and glad it didn't look, but it wasn't behind the basket, so I didn't notice it like at all.
I only had two free throws, and you know, I take pride in my free throw percentage, so I kind of challenged myself to look. And so I did. I did look, and I think there was, like, someone sitting on someone's shoulders in, like, a Santa Claus outfit.
Yes.
And I just chuckled a little bit and then went to my routine, and I made the two that I shot. But I was just very impressed with Richmond and his poise to go 9-for-10 from the line.
We talked about a lot of the youth on the team in terms of delivering in key moments. No Miles Stevens, so – the minutes, guys are going to be asked to do different things and step up, and they were able to do that.
They did. They did. I mean, we had great performances from our sophomores, obviously Richmond, Jose, and then even our freshman. Max came in. I know he fouled out with like 12 minutes of play, but he was being aggressive, and that's what we wanted our guys to do going in instead of being passive and tentative, which I think we fell into at Duke a little bit. And so I think we learned from that game, and guys came and they competed.
From your standpoint, how about the role as a leader in those type of games when you're going against ranked teams, just kind of to set the tempo and the tone, which I thought was really critical in this game because the Tigers go in at the half up 7, so you're feeling good going into halftime.
Yeah. I was only senior, obviously, that played that game, and so I felt it was, you know, obviously my responsibility to make sure everyone was poised, confident, very confident. I thought everyone played with extreme confidence, but we had leaders on the bench and we had leaders from the junior class down to the freshman. I mean, I think Jalen, although he scored 2 points, he led in the way he played. He brought the ball up against Remy Martin, probably one of the fastest defenders in college basketball, and he did a really good job. And so I thought even Noah and Elias and Miles, although they weren't in the game necessarily, they led from the bench, and that was probably more significant than the contribution I was able to make on the court.
One of the things that impressed me most about the victory as a whole is that is not an easy week for the team, because you're coming off of the holidays, you're traveling out west, and you're trying to get the team together so you can get ready for a game against a ranked opponent. How about the team coming together right after the holidays to get that done?
I mean, we just decided that if we wanted to achieve the goals we were going to achieve, that we just had to become focused. And we came back from the holidays, and our first practice, it was on the longer side, and it was like we went hard. We went at each other, competed, and then we got right back in the mood that we left off before the holidays, which allowed us to be successful.
Devin, I think I saw a quote after the game was over on Saturday about how one of the goals of the senior class was to get a win against a ranked team. That must have been great to get that checked off on the bucket list.
Yeah, and I mean, when we came in as freshmen, we played Maryland, Miami. You don't get that many opportunities to play ranked opponents, let alone beat them. And so we have a group chat going between our seniors. And, you know, as Richmond mentioned, we came out from – we played a Lafayette, and everyone went their separate ways. But we kind of came closer in that group text to say, like, hey, this is our last chance. So let's come out. Let's meet up in Phoenix. And we had a small little meeting in person before we met with the team. And we just loved everyone's approach. But that was our goal, and we're so happy that we accomplished it. Now we move on to the next one.
Absolutely, and it's Ivy League play, which we'll get into in a little bit. Richmond, I wanted to talk to you about what this season has been like for you, because the improvement a lot of people have noticed from a game-in and game-out basis, your ability to score in the low post, and Coach kind of highlighted your work ethic here during the course of the season. What's it been like as far as workouts and now taking and carrying that work and improvement into the season?
I met with the coaches last year in the spring going through the summer, and we just agreed that for us to be successful this year, I had to step up in a major way. And just without me, like, it would have been incredibly harder. So I had to make it easier on my teammates. I had to become totally for the team, which is why I just made it a point to make a routine, like, work harder and smarter, which has led to my being able to impact the game differently now than I would have last year. And it's just a great feeling that I'm able to contribute, and I just want to keep going now.
Richmond, you're a good rebounder, but why is this guy here to my left such a good rebounder now, grabbing 9, 10, 11 rebounds a game?
It's a high flyer. I mean, yeah, he just does what a lot of guards usually don't do. He's just, like, he checks his man, his Boston, okay, he's in the three-point line, he's going to fly in from there, just snag it from whoever wants to get it. I mean, can't argue with that. That's great rebounding practices. We just box our guy out, and he'll take it from there.
And even on that last sequence at the end of the game, you had that play where after the missed shot, you kind of flew in there and grabbed the basketball, and you were almost able to kind of get play drifting the other way.
Yeah, that last play, I'm so glad we came out on top, because I would have probably kicked myself in the butt for throwing it in right under their basket. But my intention was, if I can go and get the rebound and stay in bounds, they're going to have to foul me. And obviously, I mean, I'd rather have them foul Richmond at the time, making all the free throws. But I just figured, you know, being a great free throw shooter, if I could go get my hands on it, and that's how my approach throughout the whole game is, just go get it. And if I can get the rebound, get it to Jalen or myself, and we can just push and go. And I think that's the kind of, you know, attack that we want to have on the offensive end. So I tell Richmond, I say, keep boxing out. I'll try and let you get a couple more rebounds, get some double-doubles, but I'll definitely be flying in above the rim to get some.
The program honors throughout the course of the season guys who play with attitude, and you're walking around with the Attitude Championship belt in Arizona. Talk to me about the mentality of that, the attitude, and what that means to the program.
Yeah, so if you watch college football, you know Miami's defense prides themselves on, like, the turnover chain. Mm-hmm. And as a group, we pride ourselves on making the plays that don't show up on the box sheet. So we have the sheet right here in front of us, and it shows, you know, points, rebounds, assists. The attitude belt, on it says that your action speaks so loudly we can hardly hear what you're saying. And it's really just those small things, like going in for rebounds, deflecting passes, sprinting back on defense to stop transition, and then just taking pride in those little things. And I think, you know, we try and quantify it, and then after each game, there's a winner. Who's done that the best? Who's consistent with that? And, you know, I hold the bell right now, and I definitely take pride in it. And so, you know, hopefully we'll see who was the winner after the Arizona State game. But, you know, I think if that's our team's identity, and it's who's doing those little things on a consistent basis for 40 minutes, and then if you are doing that, we should come away with what we hope to see.
rebounding, a part of that, obviously, you know, it helps having size, but that's a mentality too, and that's been one of the things I think that Richmond just hit on, is your mentality to kind of go in there and be fearless to grab a rebound.
Yeah. In high school, I read a book. I think it was either by Coach Giannini or Phil Martelli. Someone wrote a book and just basically laid it out. There's 10 people on the court, so you have a 10% chance of getting every rebound in the game. And there's some guys, like Richmond said, who don't go in, so those percentages just keep increasing. And if I'm playing 30-plus minutes, I really believe I should have 10 rebounds a game. Sometimes that doesn't happen, but I think in the past two games I'm averaging 10 rebounds. So that's just a mentality, like you said.
Absolutely, and the Tigers certainly have used that to grab a couple of wins as of late. Two in a row, looking to make it three in a row against the Penn Quakers. We will take a break, and when we come back, we will dive into the Penn Quakers with Devin Kennedy and Richmond Ariri Guzzo as a part of the Mitch Henderson Show right here from the Alchemist and Barrister. Stay tuned. More headed your way on Fox Sports 920 in a moment.
This is Tracy Thompson, New Jersey's acting insurance fraud prosecutor. Insurance fraud is providing false information to an insurance company in order to receive compensation or benefits. It may include filing a false claim or exaggerating damages, injuries, or other losses. Insurance fraud costs New Jerseyans billions of dollars every year. Together, we can stop it. Go to njinsurancefraud.org for details. Insurance fraud. Report it. End it.
The Alchemist and Barrister is proud to host the Mitch Henderson Show. Each week throughout the Princeton Tigers basketball season, join them live at 28 Witherspoon Street every Tuesday from 6 to 7 p.m. Fans presenting a ticket stub from any Princeton men's or women's 2018-19 home basketball game can enjoy a free order of Alchemist and Barrister signature nachos all day on Sundays, Mondays, and Tuesdays. Visit the Alchemist and Barrister in the heart of Princeton and online at theamb.com. The Alchemist and Barrister, well known as the Cheers at Princeton, proud to host the Mitch Henderson Show and support the Princeton Tigers.
When the lane's packed on the court, you go to the open player. When the lane's packed on the highway, you go to ProPilot Assist, the 2019 Nissan Rogue. Now with available Nissan Intelligent Mobility Technologies like ProPilot Assist that can start and stop in highway traffic all on its own. Nissan Rogue, for the win. Get to Nissan, proud partner of the Princeton Tigers.
Go Tigers!
ProPilot Assist is an available feature and cannot prevent collisions. Always monitor traffic conditions. Keep both hands on the steering wheel. See owner's manual for safety information.
Indeed knows it's hard to find qualified candidates when you're hiring.
It's like finding a unicorn.
But when you post your job on Indeed, it's easy to find people with the skills you need.
Nurse practitioner, 4+ years experience, acute care certification.
Indeed has a huge pool of amazing candidates and screener tools that help you find your most qualified applicants.
Whoa, an entire short list of unicorns.
Now, get a $50 credit to give your first job posting premium placement at Indeed.com/credit. Terms, conditions, quality standards, and usage limits apply. Additional terms online.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive's Employee of the Month, 2 months in a row. Leave a message at the... Hi, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. I just had a new idea for our song about the Name Your Price tool. So when it's like, tell us what you want to pay, hey, 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 and the trombone goes, blah, 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 and you say, we'll help you find coverage options to fit your budget. Then we just all do finger snaps while a choir goes, savings coming at ya, savings coming at ya. Yes? No? Maybe? Anyway, see you at practice tonight. I got new lyrics for the rap break.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And now, more of the Mitch Henderson Show with Derek Jones on Fox Sports 920 The Jersey.
Welcome back to The Alchemist and Barrister, which is proud to host the Mitch Henderson Show every Tuesday night. Join us each week for the latest on the Princeton Tigers basketball team. Stop in the A&B all day Sunday, Monday, or Tuesday with a ticket stub from any Princeton men's or women's 2018-19 home basketball game and enjoy a free order of Alchemist and Barrister signature nachos. Welcome back, Derek Jones, with Devin Kennedy and Richmond Ariri Guzzo here on the Mitch Henderson Show. And gentlemen, as we get set for action on Saturday, the first of two in a row against the Penn Quakers back-to-back, how do you like that kind of schedule quirk, which is a rarity for the Tigers and Quakers?
Yeah, no, in my first 3 years, we haven't seen something like that. And obviously Penn being the team that went to the tournament last year, us the year before, it's back to the old Penn-Princeton ways, I think, in my opinion. So it's fun. It's going to be intense. But, you know, we're all looking forward to it.
Certainly, it's a big challenge, especially their bigs down low, Richmond. They're a very physical bunch. What have you seen out of them in your first couple of go-arounds here with the Quakers?
I mean, both of them have been really effective ever since my freshman year. Even as a freshman, especially Adrian Brodeur really made his mark on the league. So we've been preparing for this for a while. And we know that when we play Penn, that's one of the main reasons they're successful. So we're just preparing, and especially myself, I'm looking forward, really excited for the matchup. And just this test of will between bigs, I always look forward to that.
How important is it to be able to hold home serve in that first go around, it being in your building, to kind of set the tempo of maybe what could be another special run here for the Tigers in the Ivy League?
Yeah, and so one of talking about the goals of the senior class coming in as freshmen was to not lose any home games, period. We ended up losing to St. Joe's my sophomore year, but then after that we're like, okay, let's just alter that and say no home losses in the Ivy League. Last year happened. And so our goal this year is to take care of business at home. When teams come into Jadwin Gymnasium, it's looking slow for them. That's the term we use. It's slow for you. And so we just say, you know, we're going into Jadwin, and if we can get 7 wins in the Ivy League at home, we can take care of the business on the road. So this is a very important game coming up Saturday, and it starts with Penn, and then we'll go the next 6 when teams come to Jadwin.
It's very interesting you bring that up. In terms of teams playing in Jadwin, it seems like to me from watching the visitors over the years, there are a lot of teams that kind of struggle in the beginning of games to kind of get their feet wet shooting the rock at times. Do you see a little bit of a difference there in terms of the backdrop and the setting?
I just remember my first time shooting in Jadwin. I came out of high school, really good shooter, and it took me a couple days to get adjusted to shooting there. So maybe it's the backdrop. I don't know. If that's the case, but I mean, our goal is to win at home, and you know, teams have to come here regardless what the setting looks like.
Guys, the league so far has been pretty impressive before Ivy League play has started. What are your thoughts on the league as a whole? Because it looks like this could be one of the better collections of Ivy League talent we've seen in quite some time.
I mean, yeah, just a lot of teams in our league have picked up quality wins, us included, and then makes it all the more exciting for us to enter Ivy League play. Like, we know it's going to be really competitive. There's not going to be disparity in ability and talent as it was maybe the years past, people may have seen. Just the Ivy League is in a really good place basketball-wise, so we're just excited for this season for us to get going now.
How about the wisdom that you share with the young players, the freshmen and the sophomores, even Richmond, or not Richmond, but Sebastian and Jerome, who are going through this another time as well. This is the second time for them. What are you telling the guys as far as what to prepare for, what to look out for?
Yeah, no, Richmond and I, we both have a championship ring. We went through the league with great leadership under Spencer Wise, Steve Cook, and all those guys. And so we've seen it. We've been on that end my freshman year, very close to having similar success. And then last year, you know, we faced a down year. And so that's the only season that the sophomores know and the freshmen have never played in an Ivy League game. So I think both Richmond and I, we and the rest of the seniors and juniors, we know what it's like. And so just preparing them for each week, the level of focus when we're doing the scouting report has to be through the roof. We focused on guys like Zion, on Lugans Dort. Well, now we're focused on AJ Brodeur. We're focused on Mia Yoni. We're focused on Matt Morgan and the specific style of play that each team has, because each win is important. And I remember Miles and I, we were talking about the Penn game our freshman year. We're down 13 with 3 minutes left, and then end up winning in overtime. And we didn't understand the importance of that game until we were 10 games in and half a game, one game back from Yale. It ended up didn't going our way. We came in second, but that game could have changed everything. So just telling those guys that each game is important.
Is there anything here through the first portion of the season that surprised you, that you saw maybe something you weren't expecting to see in terms of competition, or just on the floor as far as team chemistry goes?
Not really. I don't think. I know as far as us, I mean, team chemistry, we're going to come back resolved. The down year, I think, really helps us come together. We decided in the spring that we're going to have another year like that. So team chemistry, not really. As far as other teams, we knew that they had young talent and is developing. Not just the Harvard that people had been talking about for the last 2 years with the young talent, but other teams also had very good players in my class, in Devin's class, and our seniors and juniors. So we expected this from the league in general.
This is the second year you guys have had a chance to meet and kind of share words with Bill Walton. You had that opportunity over the weekend. talk to me about what it was like to meet him. And obviously you had that chance last year, but he spent a lot of time with you guys on Friday and then got a chance to, I believe, speak with the team again after the win on Saturday.
We'll both answer that. I want Richmond to start. He's had some good encounters with Mr. Walton.
I mean, every time I have a conversation with Bill Walton, it's just great. Just a great personality, just a great individual, and he just brings joy into a room, and just he thrives off your energy as well. So it's just incredibly hard not to keep smiling the whole exchange. But yeah, he's a really fun guy. So our conversation is really very humorous in general with the questions he asked about your background. He remembers some details that a lot of people usually don't. Yeah, about myself from like even last year's conversation, even though I wasn't even one of the main players. So just he's really thoughtful and very funny. The guy, yeah. Just the nicknames he comes up for people, you know, Sebastian Too Much. He baptized me the doctor. Yeah. And all this fun stuff. Like, he's a great guy.
Yeah.
It was funny because while he was talking to you guys on Friday night, he actually had you two kind of go eye to eye to see who was taller out of the two. Who had the edge there?
He definitely had the edge, yeah. You know, he might say he didn't. He had the edge, yeah, he did.
Devin, this is a second go-around for you talking to him. What are some of your experiences and memories with talking to Bill Walton?
Yeah, no, like Richmond said, he brings joy and energy into a room. He's very well-spoken. You know, when you go to shake his hand, he gives you a fist bump. He says he's broken like all his fingers multiple times from playing. And it's really crazy to think about like all the great players of all time in the game of basketball. And we don't mention Bill Walton's name enough. I mean,
that's so true. He might be the greatest college basketball player of all time.
Correct. And it's just, I mean, growing up in South Bend, we hear Notre Dame knocked off UCLA from their, you know, long winning streak. But, you know, Bill Walton has multiple championships in both college and NBA. Great career. If it wasn't for injury, who knows? But, you know, so speaking to him, although everyone knows him as the announcer who's fun, talking about the Conference of Champions and this and that, you know, it's just amazing to think that this guy is arguably one of the greatest players. So I have a lot of respect for Bill Walton, what he's done, what he's continuing to do, and just the energy he brings is amazing.
One final break, and then when we come back, we'll wrap up with Devin and Richmond right here from the Alchemist and Barrister in Princeton, New Jersey. This is the Mitch Henderson Show right here on Fox Sports 920. Stay tuned. More headed your way right after this.
A lot of people talk about new and improved, but we really mean it. We're the Orthopedic Center at RWJ Hamilton. We have fellowship-trained orthopedic and spine specialists for joint, back, and neck pain, as well as Mako robotic arm-assisted surgery. So you'll not only be improved, you'll be a whole new person. Visit rwjbh.org/ortho. RWJ Hamilton. And RWJ Barnabas Health Facility. Let's be healthy together.
You're on the couch watching the game, and your friend hands you an ice-cold bottle of Coca-Cola Zero Sugar. This is a big moment. That's the sound you love. And that new and improved taste? Yeah, that's the refreshing, delicious, real Coca-Cola taste that you just can't get enough of. All this with zero sugar and zero calories. Perfection. And then, touchdown! Refresh your game day with the new and improved taste of Coca-Cola Zero Sugar. Taste the feeling.
At AutoZone, we're all about getting you the products you need so you can rely on your ride to perform, especially in the coldest conditions. If you want a battery you can rely on no matter the elements, go with Duralast. They're specially made to help your vehicle power through even the coldest weather. Duralast, proven tough and available only at AutoZone. Visit any of our 5,500 locations nationwide and let us do more for you. Restrictions and details in store.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive number one, number two employee. Leave a message at the...
Hey, Jamie, it's me, Jamie. This is your daily pep talk. I know it's been rough going ever since people found out about your a cappella group, Mad Harmony, but you will bounce back. I mean, you're the guy always helping people find coverage options with the Name Your Price tool. It should be you giving me the pep talk. Now get out there, hit that high note, and take Mad Harmony all the way to Nationals this year! Sorry, it's pitchy.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past 100 years, generations of men have trusted Barbasol Shaving Cream to deliver a close, comfortable shave. Barbasol continues this legacy with the Barbasol Ultra 6 Plus Razor. With six ultra-thin, open-flow blades and a crafted metal handle, Barbasol is proud to offer a razor that lives up to the exceptional quality and honest value that you've come to expect. Get yours today, in stores or online at Barbasol.com.
Barbasol!
And now, more of the Mitch Henderson Show with Derek Jones on Fox Sports 920 The Jersey.
Welcome back to the Alchemist and Barrister here in downtown Princeton, New Jersey. Derek Jones with you on the Mitch Henderson Show as we prep you for Tigers and Quakers coming up this weekend. And Penn 10-4 so far after back-to-back losses to Toledo and Monmouth. They were having a tremendous start to the season, but as we talked about with Coach Henderson, some injuries have kind of gotten in the way of their solid start to the season. But they will be, I'm sure, a very tough customer come Saturday when they take on the Tigers. As you guys look at that game to get set for Saturday, what are some of the keys to victory in your view?
I'll say, especially when it comes to Penn, they're a very physical team, as you mentioned. So rebounding, of course, not getting beat by their actions. You know, very smart team. And they've been getting people in non-conference. They've been getting a lot of people in their actions who might not know as much as we do. So that's one of the keys. Just knowing personnel, that's big, especially a team like Penn. You have to know personnel.
Yeah, and I think just for especially the young guys and even the upperclassmen who definitely have a history with Penn, don't let the moment get too big for you. They're going to be physical. Both sides may chirp a little bit, but I mean that's Penn Princeton. Just stay focused on what we have to do, both on offense and defense, and let the rest take care of itself.
You look at the preseason poll. The Tigers are picked to finish fourth. You have Harvard, Yale, and Penn, though, kind of as the first three teams. How much of those type of things serve as motivation for you guys to kind of prove yourselves once again within the Ivy League?
Yeah, I think it's big. But to that point, I think the Ivy League is very strong. And so from the media's perspective, you know, we lose Amir Bell. We came off a 5-9 season in the conference. So I think we probably deserve fifth. So, you know, we looked at that fourth spot and said, yeah, at least we have a little bit of respect from the outside. But we're not worried about all the external things. We come together as a team, coaching staff, and even, like, our trainers. We say this is our goal from September 5th through April. And, you know, that's our goal. You know, we think our last game, March 8th, 9th, the 17th is the Ivy League Championship. How are we going to grow 1% each day from here to then? So I think that's it's a big motivation, but we're constantly grounded in our own belief in ourselves.
Before I let you guys get out of here, I wanted to tackle some academics with you off the court. Devin, your senior thesis this year is what?
I have a working title. It's called The Presentation of Selfies. It's going off of a sociologist by the name of Irving Goffman who wrote The Presentation of Self. So it's looking at Instagram as the primary landscape of communication and how people, the things that they post on Instagram is a reflection of how they view others' posts. And so how much of like a snowball effect is what you see reflective of what you're posting, and then looking at just kind of how people are communicating and interacting in this social space versus how they used to interact face-to-face in person.
And social media right now, I mean, that's pitch-perfect thesis topic.
Yeah, there you go.
Richmond, how about for you? You're not at the senior thesis point yet, but the academic side of things for you, how much of a challenge is it to kind of balance that with the athletics as you go along and get ready here for Ivy League season?
I think it's always been a challenge for me, like, as soon as I got on campus, just because of my major and like what I wanted to do and the fact that I'm pre-med. But, you know, junior year is hard for everybody. So by this point, it's just you learn the things that you need to do to make sure you stay on top of your game. And as the year gets harder, like, you get more discipline. That's how it has to be.
Well, gentlemen, best of luck to you this Saturday and throughout the Ivy season. Hopefully we see you very soon again right here on the Mitch Henderson Show.
Awesome. Thank you.
Special thanks to Devin Kennedy and Richmond Oriri-Guzzo. The Tigers coming up this weekend with action against the Penn Quakers. Again, the first of two back-to-back games. So as they go into Ivy League play here, they will have games on January the 5th and 12th against the Quakers, and then they will come back on January the 27th after finals break to take on Division III Wesley. And then from that point, it all begins again in terms of back-to-backs in the Ivy League as the Tigers hit the road first against Columbia and Cornell in Friday and Saturday action. It's always when you get to this point of the year, there's so much excitement that goes into it because we all know that non-league slate gets you ready for Ivy League play, and certainly after the amazing win last Saturday, the Tigers will try to carry out what they can do and what they can carry from Saturday's performance into this Saturday against the Penn Quakers in what should be an outstanding contest between the Tigers and the defending Ivy League champion Quakers, who, as we said a moment ago, coming in after two straight losses, but you cannot count out Steve Donahue's crew, who will certainly be ready once they hit the hardwood of Jadwin. That game with a 5 p.m. tip time on Saturday at Jadwin Gymnasium. Meanwhile, here we will be with you each and every Tuesday evening at 6 p.m. for the Mitch Henderson Show from the Alchemist and Barrister right here in downtown Princeton, where we will get you caught up on the latest in Tigers basketball. The Alchemist and Barrister is proud to host the Mitch Henderson Show every Tuesday night. Join us each week for the latest on the Princeton Tigers basketball team. Stop in the A&B all day Sunday, Monday, or Tuesday with a ticket stub from any Princeton men's or women's 2018-19 home basketball game and enjoy a free order of Alchemist and Barrister signature nachos. Of course, next week when we join you, we will catch you up on what happened on Saturday between the Tigers and the Quakers, and then, of course, look forward to the back end of that matchup, which will be the meeting at the Palestra between the Tigers and the Quakers. And that's going to be one of the interesting standpoints here through the first couple of weeks of Ivy League play, how the Tigers react against the Penn Quakers. Princeton has struggled in the last few outings against Penn, and we'll see what they have in store for the Quakers beginning on this Saturday from Jadwin Gymnasium with a tip time of 5 p.m. Special thanks to the head coach of the Princeton Tigers, Mitch Henderson, and also back in the studio for Al Brooks, Devin Kennedy, and Richmond Arirguzo. I'm Derek Jones saying so long from the Alchemist and Barrister. We will talk to you next Tuesday night at 6 p.m. right here on Fox Sports 920. Have a good night, everybody.
This is Shaq for Gold Bond Men's Lotion. Since you can't see my awesomeness right now, let me put it to you this way. Gold Bond Men's Lotion makes my skin look like... Turn it up. Without it, your skin's like... Terrible. Again with... Nice. Without it... Lame.
Gold Bond Men's Lotion. Skin strengthening proteins plus 7 intensive moisturizers. Dry skin becomes healthy, good looking.
Man up with Gold Bond.
Whoever said that the shortest distance between two points is a straight line never said anything about the quality of a ride. With Suburban Transit Coach USA, you could charter a luxury motor coach for all of your special occasions. From your wedding day to corporate events, sightseeing, trips to the casino, sporting events and concerts. Enjoy free amenities on board, things like Wi-Fi, restrooms, and movies. So to book your charter anywhere in the U.S. or Canada, just contact our sales office today.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
Get a $50 credit to give your first job posting premium placement at Indeed.com/credit. Terms, conditions, quality standards, and usage limits apply. Additional terms online.
This is Tracy Thompson, New Jersey's acting insurance fraud prosecutor. Insurance fraud is providing false information to an insurance company in order to receive compensation or benefits. It may include filing a false claim or exaggerating damages, injuries, or other losses. Insurance fraud costs New Jerseyans billions of dollars every year. Together, we can stop it. Go to njinsurancefraud.org for details. Insurance fraud. Report it. End it.
A lot of people talk about new and improved, but we really mean it. We're the Orthopedic Center at RWJ Hamilton. We have fellowship-trained orthopedic and spine specialists for joint, back, and neck pain, as well as Mako robotic arm-assisted surgery. So you'll not only be improved, you'll be a whole new person. Visit rwjbh.org/ortho.
RWJ Hamilton, and RWJ Barnabas Health Facility. Let's be healthy together.
WNJE Trenton, Philadelphia.
Broadcasting from the Princeton Orthopedic Associates Studios, this is Fox Sports 920 The Jersey.